There's something you should know about secularism. One of the most extreme ideologies to have blighted the Muslims is Americanized Islam. What is Americanized Islam, I hear you say? Well, it means that as a Muslim, you're compelled to choose between two deviant versions of Islam. Either stone-hearted Islam, like ISIS-Daesh terrorists, or secular Islam, like those who profess to be Muslims but simply don't follow even the most basic tenets of the faith. If you're either of these, then the system of America will not only pat you on the back, but it will even fund and promote you. Neither of these are true Mohammedan Islam. They're neither Sunni nor Shia. In fact, they are branches of Americanized Islam. It's like the far right and the far left. On the far right is the ultra-conservative, stone-hearted Islam, and on the far left is the ultra-liberal secular Islam. One apparently acts on the religion with little to no insight, the other doesn't consider the acts of Islam to be significant and says, Islam is in my heart. True Mohammedan Islam is right here, in the middle. It has both action and insight. The Holy Quran says, thus we have made you a balanced, just nation. Now, we know that groups like the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, and ISIS are not Muslims. It's easy to recognize, since they kill innocent people, etc. But it's the secularism which is the other extreme, which has crept into the minds and hearts of the Muslims as a kind of backlash against stone-hearted Islam. I'm not like them. I'm modern, look. Look, I listen to haram music. Look, I shake hands with non-mahrams. 100% professional. Look, I occasionally smoke weed for recreational purposes. Hijab? What hijab? This is a trendy turban like celebrities wear. Sometimes we don't even know that the shaitan has influenced our thought process. Remember, the Quran warned us that the shaitan promised, I will certainly come to them from before them and from behind them, and from their right hand side and from their left hand side. The greatest trick the devil ever played was convincing the world he doesn't exist, because then he's free to pull the strings in society and nobody suspects a thing. We are utterly surrounded by an education system, mass media, news, sports, music, video games, and an economic and legal system grounded in secularism. Now, how do you identify if a brother or sister has been infected by secular ideas? Well, it's quite simple. If you see someone doing something haram and you tell them, brother, sister, this is wrong, don't do it, they will immediately go, don't judge me, only Allah is the judge. If secularism is a disease, then the microscope to help identify it is Nahi anil Munkar, forbidding the evil. If you're following the true, balanced Mohammedan Islam, then you will enjoin the good and forbid the evil. The Quran says, you are the best of the nations raised up for the benefit of humanity. You enjoin what is right and forbid the wrong and believe in Allah. Enjoining the good and forbidding the evil is wajib, compulsory on all Muslims. Imam Hussein said, it is not permissible for a believing eye to watch Allah being disobeyed and close without first changing the situation. Not arrogantly, you know, completely down to earth. If you see potential of something good, you know, you say, brothers, sisters, let's do this. You know, Allah will be pleased if we do this. And if you see haram taking place, you say, brothers, sisters, let's not do this. This is displeasing to Allah. This is haram. Let's stop. It should be simple enough, but it's not. Because when you do your duty of enjoining the good and forbidding the evil, the dormant beast of secularism shall unleash itself.
You can't judge me. Only Allah is the judge.
And hey, the Quran says, is not Allah the best of judges? But you see, when the secular-minded person says this, what he means is, you shouldn't tell me what I'm doing is wrong. In other words, don't do Nahi anil Munkar, forbidding the evil. People don't generally like being told that what they're doing is wrong, but hey, remember this. Imam Ali said, a sincere friend is he who advises you with regard to your shortcomings. If you're perfectly happy to be surrounded by people who accept you for who you are, who don't judge you, when you're doing something that's sinful, they never tell you to stop doing it, those are not your sincere friends. Similarly, if you are sitting amongst people who are committing sins and you choose to not do anything about it, don't think that it's okay if others are committing sins around you as long as you're not. No, if you have such an attitude, in fact, you're committing two sins.
Imam Ali said, "The one who contents himself with the wrong action of a group of people is as one who plunges into it with them. And every person who plunges into wrongdoing is guilty of two sins, the sin of having committed the wrong and the sin of being content with it."
Who are you to judge what's right and what's wrong? Oh my God, you can't judge that. Only God can judge that.
Yes. And Allah has given us the Qur'an to define for us what is right and what is wrong, and to help us to judge by that criteria.
In fact, one of the names of the Qur'an is the Furqan, which means the criterion. And the Qur'an says, "And whoever does not judge by what Allah has revealed, then it is those who are the defiantly disobedient."
If you're not judging by this book and doing Nahi Anil Munkar, forbidding the evil, then you're actually defiantly disobeying Allah.
Why would Allah send us a book, a prophet, the Ahlul Bayt, 124,000 messengers with a detailed and all-inclusive manuscript for what is haram and what is halal if we weren't supposed to judge by it?
Silly Billy!
But they say,
"No! We're only supposed to judge ourselves by it, not others! Not others!"
Sometimes the secular-minded person will choose the parts of the religion which suit them and ignore the rest.
And sometimes we don't even realize that that's what we're doing. That's why the Quran reminds us.
Do you then believe in part of the book and disbelieve in the other?
A secular person's favorite verse of the Holy Quran is, drumroll please, "There is no compulsion in religion."
We're all free! Free!
Free!
Free!
It's like they choose not to read the very next line, which says, "Truly the right way has become clearly distinct from error."
No, you can't force me.
What are you talking about? Listen, you are not a baby, and the religion is not your parent, which is going to force feed you your green vegetables. What the religion will do is say, "Look, these are good for you, these are not. You should have the maturity to choose the right way."
No one's forcing anyone to be a Muslim. One has to become Muslim out of his own free will. But once someone has accepted Islam as their religion, they are absolutely obliged to follow what has been made clear to them of the commands of Allah.
The Holy Prophet said, "He who sees wrong being done should redress the situation with his own hand. And if he cannot do so, then with his tongue. And if he cannot do so, then with his heart," disapproving the act. And that is the weakest level of faith.
But hey, we've become such a society that not only doesn't disapprove, we chill, we relax, we enjoy sitting with, spending time with, hanging out with people who continuously commit sins.
The Holy Prophet said, "Verily Allah, mighty and exalted, despises the weak believer who has no religion."
The Prophet was asked, "Who is that weak believer who doesn't have any religion?"
He replied, "He who does not prohibit wrong."
I don't like this biscuit. It's way too judgmental.
Well, you just judged my biscuit. Why are you judging my biscuit?
The Holy Quran says, "Surely we have shown him the path. He may be thankful or unthankful."
But don't trivialize the religion into a game of opinions.
Hold on a sec. Everyone is entitled to their own opinions, all right? Only Allah is the judge. Oh my God.
What did you say?
Oh my God.
I'm so sorry. I need a hospital.
Thank God I'm in hospital where the trained, certified, and experienced doctors can prescribe me the correct medication.
Hi there, kids. I'm some random guy off the street.
No, I need expert medical advice.
In my opinion, you should have heart surgery.
How did you get in here?
In my opinion, your legs need to be amputated.
I just have a stomachache.
In my opinion, you're 1 centimeter dilated.
Islam is a religion of following the experts in any given field. In the medical field, you follow the doctor, not this guy. In the historical field, you follow the historian, not this guy. In the field of Islam,
no, Islam is different. We follow our opinions.
Don't follow this guy. More importantly, don't be this guy.
The Holy Quran warns us, "We have established for you a code of conduct and a religion, Sharia. Follow it and do not follow the inclinations of the ignorant people."
Allah has made clear to you some of his laws. Follow it. That is the right path, and urge others to follow it as well.
The Holy Quran says, "Surely we have revealed the book to you with truth,
that you may judge between people by means of that which Allah has taught you.
No, you're not the prophet. You're not the imam.
What are you talking about? Islamic sciences, like any other sciences, require experts who have studied the religion deeply. It is their opinion that counts. The Holy Quran says they should separate from every group some who go to obtain deep understanding of the religion and warn their people when they return to them that they may be cautious. The experts of fiqh, the Islamic fuqaha, have done this. When it comes to the intricate matters, that's for the Islamic jurists. When it comes to the established harams and halals of Islam that everyone is aware of, that's the duty of all Muslims to enjoin the good and forbid the evil. If you don't, then not only will the person who is committing the sin suffer, but society will suffer too. You see, when somebody says,
"You can't judge me,"
or
"Only Allah can judge,"
essentially what that means is, don't do nahi anil munkar.
I'm free to do whatever I want, right? And you don't have a right to tell me anything.
Well, guess what? A society where nahi anil munkar, forbidding the evil, doesn't take place, is a terrible society. All manner of criminals, thieves, cheaters, swindlers, addicts, the depraved, illicit, perverts, etc. are free to do and live however they please. The immoral and greedy people in society get richer and more powerful, and those who are meant to serve and protect the people end up becoming the foot soldiers of the evildoers, while the decent people are afraid to even go out at night. If that sounds like an adequate description of your society, then, well, there you go. Imam Ali said in his last will, "Never abandon the enjoyment of good and forbidding the evil, otherwise the evil ones amongst you in your society will gain mastery over you. And after that, you will supplicate to Allah, but you will not be answered." Hey, bad things happen when the good do nothing. Ask yourself, what made society go silent in the face of sins, whether those are small sins or greater sins? Ask yourself, when was the last time you called out the evildoers for the sins they were committing? We now live in a society where the sinners and morons are running things, while the decent and intelligent people are downtrodden and afraid. Is this not a great chastisement? The Holy Prophet said, "You must enjoin good and prohibit wrong, otherwise the chastisement of Allah will surely overtake you."
No, everyone should be free to do whatever they want.
All right, fine. If you're free to do whatever you want, even if it's a sin, haram, and displeasing to Allah, then I'm also free to tell you that what you're doing is wrong.
No, you can't do that.
Are you trying to take away my freedom to tell you? Are you now judging me because I'm doing what my religion tells me to do, which is to stop evil deeds in society?
No,
if everyone's entitled to their own opinion, then my opinion is whatever the Quran and Ahlul Bayt say. You know why? Because I'm a Muslim and not secular.
Oh my God, I can't believe you just said that. Who made you judge, jury, and executioner? Who made you the deputy of Allah?
The Holy Prophet said, "Whoever enjoins good and prohibits wrong is the deputy of Allah and the deputy of his prophet on earth." Remember, there's a time and place for everything. Right now is the time for you to leave a comment and to share this video with your friends.